Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Pink Glasses Conversation, the Pink Glasses Convo PGC podcast. You know, anything you want to call us, we're here, we're ready. I'm so excited to be back. If you missed us last week, if you missed me last week, double thumbs up to you. And if you did not miss me last week, double thumbs up to you as well. Anyways, today's podcast is going to be on negative feelings, and we're just going to be talking about, you know, different things, different kinds of what I will call negative feelings. It's like a parent name. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of water or a cup of coffee, anything. And if you're driving, have a safe drive and be safe out there. I'll catch you on the other side. Have you ever felt like you had no control over your emotions? Like you're experiencing, or you were, or you are actually like experiencing some feelings and you're just like, I don't know where this is coming from. Today's podcast is for you. And by the way, by for you, I mean all of us, like everyone. I think everyone has fallen into this, will I say, pit or this circumstance or this situation before. So I was like, you know what? As I always do, I'm just going to talk about it. And if you're wondering why I'm using the word feelings and not emotions or emotions, whichever intonation we want to use, I had to look it up online about like what is really the difference between emotions and feelings, because for me, like, I think I use them interchangeably, and like, I mean, they could be, but they have very like distinct meanings. So anyways, I went, of course, where else, Google, and according to Psychology Today, I found this super interesting explanation that really made sense, and I feel like might be helpful in our conversation today. But it kind of explained emotions as like a raw data, like a reaction to the present reality, whereas feelings can be diluted by stories we've created in our head based on events of the past or fears of the future, not necessarily the truth of the situation. I'm going to say it again. So emotions are like raw data, right? Just things that are really happening and that we are reacting to it. Whereas feelings are more diluted by what we have in our head, what we think is, which might not be true, you know. So that's why I chose the word feelings and not emotions for today's podcast, because I feel like it was just, at least that definition kind of just made me feel like I think that works for us today. So carrying that definition, you know, that definition with you today, you know, as we kind of talk about this episode or this podcast, like I was saying, you know, in the intro, is there are a couple of us where we feel like we wake up on the wrong side of the bend of the bed. I said bend. That we wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I love my city. I love Bend. If you've not listened to my Bend story, please listen to it. This is a call to action, you know. But yeah, so there are some of us who like feel we wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or it's like you just wake up and you're angry, like you're just vexed. Nobody is vexing you. You are not vexing anybody. Vex is just in you, you know. And you're just like, I don't know what. If they ask you and they're like, Olaluwa, what happened to you? Truth be told, you have no, like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're just not, you know, in the mood. That's the resort. Like, I'm just not in the mood. I'm just not feeling it. You know, I'm just there. Okay. No apparent reason, no situation, just there, just not in the mood. I'm not going to even try and paint or really anything. There's nothing like the wrong side of the bed. There's no wrong side, there's no wrong corner, there's nothing. Yeah, just, you have, most people, I feel, have taught themselves to believe that that is fine and that is normal. So we've sort of reinforced that, permit me to say, negative behavior of every morning I'm just going to be vexed, and we've allowed ourselves to just carry that. Or every evening, I'm not saying that, you know, we don't have certain times or days during the day that, you know, our times, like in the morning, some people are more active in the morning, some people are better active at night. However, it is not a reason to present negative feelings. And I think it's important, like, when I'm saying negative feelings, which I think I should have done at the beginning, but it's okay. When I'm saying negative feelings, I'm talking about anger, frustration, feeling cranky, you know. I want to say, give me examples, like, as if I can hear people as they are listening and I can say it in time. But you know what I'm saying, like anger, frustration, crankiness, easily frustrated. I feel like I'm saying the same things over and over again, but there's one word in my mind that the name is not coming forth. Maybe like lack of, not lack of self-control, that's not, that one is not there. That one is a whole different, you know, topic. But you get that category of anger, frustration, crankiness. Yes, I'm just going to leave it at that. If anyone comes to my mind, I'm going to add it as we go on. But in that category, that's what I'm talking about. So when you hear me say negative feelings, I've kind of like put them together and summed them up. As I was saying, there's nothing like the wrong side of the bed. There's nothing like wrong side of the bed. Wrong side of the bed is, I believe, a term that we have created to fit into those behaviors. Like, they cannot say hello to you, they cannot talk to you, they cannot do this. You are just, your body is just, you're just hot. Any small touch like this, you will blow. And I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. This topic is for me. If you know, you know. I'm not saying I have bad emotions, or, you know, that's not what I'm talking about, but we all have things that we're working on. So yes, just to put that disclaimer out there, this is not to judge or condemn anybody in any way. Also, there's this very popular belief that some of us believe that we were born this way. This is who I am. This is me. It is not you. It is not you. I've heard people say, this is how they do in my tribe, in the place I'm from, the country, the city, the location. This is who we are. No, it is not. But in and out of the States, like, I've seen people say, you know, if you're from the New York, like New Jersey area, yeah, you have to be fast-paced, you have to be, you know, people talk to you, you give them back, you know. It's a stereotype, but it's something we've heard. It doesn't mean that if you live there, you have to be like that. And it doesn't even mean everybody that lives there is like that. If you're from my beloved African countries and things like that, we've heard myths and mythologies that if you're from a specific tribe, there's just a way the tribe is. Like for me, like the tribe I come from, I've heard that we have, they are, or people believe that I am not associated with those connotations and labels, that people believe that people will come from there. I'm doing everything to avoid using myself in this sentence. Are usually stingy. No. So if you are stingy and you're from there, you just chose to be stingy. It's a choice. It's not in your blood. It's not. So anyways, I just say all of that to say that we use all these things, all these connotations and myths to support our beliefs. Even for women, you know, I've heard a couple of men, we know ourselves, God the boss, we know ourselves. You know, I've heard a couple of manipulations where it's like women, and I know there are hormones. Okay, caveat for all my ladies out there, there's a caveat to it. You know, there are hormones and stuff like that that affect mood, and I'm going to get to that. But also, let us not use all those things as excuses to be mean, to be derogatory, to be cranky, to be angry, to be easily frustrated. Let's not use it, you know. And so since I'm already in that topic, I will just say it. There are caveats, like I said, for instance, hormones. For instance, there are times when a feeling might have been triggered by something that you were not aware of. You might just not know. Like, for instance, there was a time where, I don't know, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, like a month ago, I just noticed that I was very angry. Like, I was okay all day. But for some reason, I just got home and I was just like, if you touch me, I can blow. You know, I was super angry. And I'm like, I just saw that I was going through the motions. You know, even in the way I was responding to text messages, I was just like, get the behind me. And so after a while, I think the following day, I was at a work meeting or something. And my colleagues were like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. You know, all of that. Then I think I was driving. I was like, wait. Olaluwa, what is wrong with you? What exactly is the problem? I was like, what exactly is going on? I had to talk to myself. And so I took some time. I'm very serious. And this has worked. It works for me every single time. I took some time. And then I started retracing, like, the day before. Like, what did I do? What activities did I engage in? What happened? I just started, like, going over it. And I'm like, where was I? Where was there, like, a thought? And then I actually realized that something had triggered me that I didn't know or I wasn't aware of. So, something that, like, maybe someone said something. And it was probably in like a passive aggressive way that I didn't know I had taken to mind. So I was like, oh, so this is what happened. And then I'm like, and then I spoke to myself, and I'm like, you know, it's not like that, or it's like that, and just kind of talked it over and then just let it go. But if I had not taken time to dig deep and find out what exactly was going on, I would just be carrying unnecessary frustration, and then everybody that passes my way, you know, like a video game when you're like trying to pass through obstacles and you're just like macheting everything, just clawing everything out of the road. And that's what ends up happening. And I've seen it also that a lot of times we find ourselves in these emotions that it could be something so little that again triggered it or caused it. And without knowing, if we don't take attention to it, it will just keep spiraling. And before you know it, again 2-3-4 days down the line, you're just like, wait, what is going on? And by the time you've probably fought with somebody, that maybe did not mean something and you took out of context, you know, you, in other words, check it. In other words, check it. The moment you find yourself, maybe you wake up and few hours into the day, especially when there's nothing in particular like that you are aware of, start checking it. Start checking the day before. What happened? And then there are times that you might not be able to sit down and be processing emotions, and that is fine. In those instances, you will permit me to say this, start praying it, start covering it in prayers, and start, for my faith folks, start covering it and start rebuking those emotions in prayers, because a lot of times those things can block you off of something that is from someone or something that you're supposed to benefit from. It could even be that someone corrected you. I know I've shared about an instance where a couple of people corrected me on different things within like 2-3 hours, and I felt so bad and I was so angry, and I'm like, what's all this? You people planned this, you know. But if I hadn't taken note of that and just let it go and just let my emotion, that's how I do my things. If I'd gone with that mentality, it won't be bad before, it won't be good, and then before I know it, it becomes a habit. I know this thing that they used to say, that I think habits become character, become attitude, or something like that. You know, before, it starts from small actions, it starts from small things, and then, you know, it becomes constant. Before we know it, it becomes a plaster and identity. But anyways, there's no label that the Lord cannot erase. So acknowledge the emotions, but don't dwell on it. If you can, find the source, find the roots. If you don't know, check. And it can be, there might be something that constantly just aggravates you, if that's the right word to use in that sentence. And you might not know. I used to give this instance to my clients about the color white. For real. I mean, it didn't make me angry, but it triggered something. I'm serious. I always tell my clients about it, that there was a time in my life, which is weird, because my home church, our major or our mode of dressing was white. But it wasn't since I was young, because I was born into that church. But there was a particular season or time where I just noticed that if I saw buildings or anything like containers, like household items that were in white, not necessarily garments, but just things in general that were just white, things that were bold and were massive that were in white, it would just, my head would just be out of place. And then I was like, wait, what is this going on? I mean, I later realized why I was having that, and then it made it better to deal with it. So if you're in the instance where there might be something, there might be someone that causes you to enter this mode of easily frustrated, anger, all those kind of things, watch it and start praying against it and start, you know, rebuking it, because don't let things like that, don't let them stay, don't let them remain, don't let them abide. If not, they will begin to spread. Habits are like, you know, oil. You put a drop of oil on something, it won't stay where you put it, it will spread. You know, there's a way it just spreads. That's how they are. So don't leave it to one instance. As you are seeing it in one thing, begin to rebuke it. Maybe you are the kind of person that Sundays, I also noticed too, and that's time I'm giving my personal instances to make it as relatable as possible. I noticed too, there are times that Sundays I used to have fights. I mean, like, you know, like relationship fights, like with my mom or with my friend and things like that. Sundays like this, if I did not fight on Sunday morning or Sunday evening, that day the Spirit of the Lord was present. Imagine the day of the Lord. It's not very evident that it's the devil. This one is pure devil. You know, so again, like I've been saying, and like I'll continue to say, take note of it. Start praying it away. Start worshiping it away. Start confessing it away. Start submitting it away. Like, if you have trusted people, prayer partners, Bible study, community, begin to say that, I just noticed that every morning I easily get frustrated, or every time I'm with my boss, I'm so cranky, or every time I'm at the office, I'm not. Don't let it. Just work against it. Pray against it. If you don't have the words, worship against it. Just do something. That's my goal. Just do something. Either you know the triggers or not, either they are caused by hormones or not. There's no hormone that is bigger than the power of Jesus. It's the truth. Nothing is bigger than the power of Jesus. And I remember saying something earlier about labels. Again, if it's a label, if people have started knowing you as a person that gets angry, and you really want to work on it, there's nothing that the Lord cannot erase. No habit, no character, nothing that is bigger than the power of Jesus. Nothing at all. Nothing. Nothing too big and nothing too small. So, no condemnation. There's no shame. No shame at all. Run to the Father. Go to the Father and submit it. Don't say it's too small. Oh, I just get cranky. It's not a big deal. Ah, my brother, my sister. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal. Because it's probably affecting your relationships. It's probably affecting it. So, if you get anything from our conversation today, or from my spill on negative feelings, is catch it. Don't give excuses for it, and deal with it. Deal with it and submit it to God, right? And I pray that the Lord will help us, you know, in all the things that we're struggling with, as we strive to become more and more like Him, and to look like Him, and to see Him and see us, and to see us and see Him. Amen. You know, so before I let us go, I just wanted to kind of say a couple of things as well. That, you know, please like, share, follow on social media, follow Lighthouse on social media, so that you can see our Sunday specials, where like we share like worship songs for Sabbath, and we also have quotes that we share, a lot of quotes from weekly podcast, like the quote of the week become, you know, like weekly posts and stuff like that. So, and we're also on Facebook. If you're a Facebook person and you're not on Instagram, we have a Facebook page at the Lighthouse Ministry. So, and season one of PGC is wrapping up. I'll let you know when it's getting closer, but it is close. Season one of PGC is wrapping up. So if you need to catch up, start catching up, Paul. Start catching up, you know, as we round off. And of course, I'm always grateful to everyone who listens and who gives feedback. And if you do have topics that you want to recommend, or you're like, you said this thing during your podcast and I need you to like share light on it or say more to it, feel free to reach Lighthouse on social media, on Instagram, for instance, at the.lighthouseministry. I will tell you, just, you know, every time I go for 2 weeks like that, I like to give a little into my life. And I will tell you that the last 2 weeks has been, that's it. It's been a lot. It's definitely been a lot. I've gone through a couple of things just last 2 weeks. Not anything, you know, but just with work and just every other thing going on and stuff. But I'm fine. I'm good. You know, God is in control. So, our song for the week, I kind of put it in there towards the end. I don't know if you caught it, but it is Run to the Father by Cody Carnes. And it's available on the Lighthouse playlist and Apple Music and Spotify, and it's the live version because it's longer. So you can find it on there. Run to the Father is an amazing song. is just, yes, that's it. That's it. No cap. It's an amazing song. And the quote for this week is, love is great in words, but complete in actions. If you've listened to the episode on Let's Talk About Love or Let's Talk Love, this was mentioned. And I just feel like this week there has been something about love that the Lord has just been calling my heart to and reminding me, even in gatherings and things like that. And I'm like, I know it doesn't relate to negative feelings, but it might be for somebody out there. So don't forget, love is perfected and completed in action. Maybe from between, you know, from you to someone else or for someone else to you. That's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And I do hope you have a great weekend. And if you're listening during the week, I hope you have a great week. It's Easter week, so I hope you're excited as we celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take care and bye-bye.